Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
So often those contemporary issues are used to polarize. We see them as calling us together to convene. Our unity is within our diversity.
That's just nonsense. Of course, if you have diversity on key core Christian teachings and doctrines, you've got big time problems.
Whole fitness for Jesus. I do feel a spiritual connection whenever you have the music on and it's singing about lifting you up and being closer to God. You do feel that.
Pop American Christianity, in an ill-fated attempt to get the gospel out, has really asked the world what it wants.
Washington jet drivers love Issues Etc.
Well, we do put a price on just about everything, don't we? And in fact, there is a very cruel, cold, and a very fatal calculus often made, far too often made, especially in the United States. And it's been, well, it's been made for the last 35 plus years, people counting the cost of having a child. And for many, it has been deemed too expensive, either in money or time or commitment or love or whatever. And the result has been, well, throwing that life entirely away through the act of elective abortion. We're going to be talking about the value, the price of life, especially with regard to the value of life that we all ought to hold and protect. Dr. James Lamb joins us for the first half hour, first 10 minutes of Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, March the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. A little bit later, we'll be remembering Joseph the Patriarch. That's the second hour of the program, but before that, Pastor Heath Curtis will be our guest. We'll talk about Christian piety. Now, is it all style? Can you believe one thing and live completely disconnected from what you believe, or is there a real connection with what a Christian says they believe, in particular, specifics, and how it is they actually live the life, the shape of their life, usually called piety? Pastor Heath Curtis will be our guest in the second part of this first hour. As I said before, Dr. Andrew Steinman will join us for the second hour. Joseph the Patriarch will be remembered tomorrow by the church. And then we'll round off these 2 hours listening to you, our listeners, on the Issues Etc. comment line and some response. Now, you can join us, your responses, questions, comments, all through the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get them in real time. Send us a tweet at @IssuesETC, or leave your questions or comments on Joseph the Patriarch. We're talking about Old Testament Joseph there, with Dr. Andrew Steinman at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Dr. James Lamb is a regular guest. He's executive director of Lutherans for Life, based in Nevada, Iowa, and author of an article in the latest issue of the LifeDate newsletter titled The Price of Victory. Dr. Lamb, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
How does the Bible value, what a measuring stick or metric does the Bible use in setting a price, if you will, on human life?
Well, the Bible comes from the perspective not based on what we are able to do or not do, giving us value. The Bible comes from the perspective of what God has done that gives us value. So our value flows from Him. And we can look at that in a Trinitarian way. Our value comes from God, our Creator, who knit us together in our mother's womb. We're all handmade by God. It comes from our Redeemer, the great price that Christ paid for us by becoming one of us in Mary's womb, and then journeying to the cross as we follow Him during this season of Lent and paying that ultimate price there. And then we have price value because every life is a life God desires to call through the power of His Word and the Holy Spirit into an eternal relationship with Him. And it's that middle one that is really the focus of the LifeDate article and the focus of this Lenten season, the price that God places upon us by sacrificing his son for us.
Let's talk about the first one that you mentioned. That is the value that God places upon human life when he, at the very outset, in making human life with our first parents, decides graciously, lovingly, remarkably, to create us out of all of the creatures that he had made in his image.
Yes, that it's a distinction that only human beings have, and the manner, too, in which we were created in God's image. The picture we're given in Genesis is a very intimate picture, where God forms Adam from the dust of the ground and then breathes into him the breath of life. So it stands out. And then with Eve, where Eve is made from one of Adam's ribs, and the Hebrew there is to build. So he built Eve with this rib. He just didn't throw it up in the air and down comes a beautiful woman. But you get a picture of this hands-on involvement with the very first two human beings. And then he tells them to be fruitful and multiply and sets into motion this biological process for procreation. But he didn't remove himself from that either. He's still involved. And so we have verses like Psalm 139, verse 13. God creates our inmost being and knits us together in our mother's womb. You have Job and Isaiah talking about God shaping and forming us in the womb. So you have this very intimate, hands-on picture of God as our creator and the great value that being handmade by God gives human life great value.
If that weren't enough, we don't have to leave the first chapters of Genesis to see, in addition, the second thing you talked about, if it were not enough that God would create us and bestow upon us his image, when we forfeit that image in our sin, he demonstrates through that promise in Genesis chapter 3 just how highly he values us as his creatures and ultimately restored in Christ as his children. Talk about that, if you would.
Yes, and in fact, even before that promise is given in Genesis 3:15, that promise is demonstrated because Adam and Eve, having forfeited that image, realize their nakedness. They try to cover themselves, and then we read they hear the sound of the Lord God walking in Eden, and so they hide themselves. They try to hide, and of course, they can't hide from God, and God seeks them out. God finds them and pronounces some consequences to their sin, no doubt about that. But the good news, the gospel in that, is that he sought them, and he found them in their lost condition. He didn't have to do that. He could have abandoned them and just left them and their progeny just wallow in sin. But he sought after them and then gave them that wonderful promise that someday he would buy them and all of humanity back through the blood of Christ.
And that seeking continues. He does not leave it to our devices, as you so well said before, to find him or to reunite with him. But he values us so much that he would seek us himself. Your thoughts?
Yes, he came down to us. He came down into this sin-broken world, and he did so. He began his life in this world the same way we did, the same place we did. He was conceived in Mary's womb. There's the great miracle of the incarnation. It was a microscopic miracle, if you would. God became man. As a tiny embryo, a one-celled human being, just like we did. The difference being, of course, that we were conceived in sin and were sinful from the moment of conception. Christ's conception was miraculous and therefore holy. And so he took our place. This holy Savior takes our place, not just in our life, not just on the cross, but from the very beginning in the womb and passes through all these stages of development to remedy us, Pieper says in his Dogmatics, to remedy us from our unclean beginning and development.
So,
what a Savior.
So with the last few minutes that we have with you, Dr. Lamb, let's bring this to the point where someone is being tempted, a young woman is being tempted to believe the world's valuation of the life in her womb, to believe perhaps even everyone around her saying it's not worth it, abortion is the easy way out. What biblical counsel should such a young woman ultimately hear?
Well, we can speak to her of the fact that she was bought with a price, and this baby within her was bought with a price. And they, too, are the work of God's hands in creation and redemption. And they, too, are someone God wants to develop and have an eternal relationship with. They are invaluable in God's eyes. A mistake has been made, certainly. But through confession, that can be forgiven in the blood of Christ. And we can counsel her this great value she has. And she can rely on the love and forgiveness and strength of Christ. And how that love comes to her through his people. And we can reach out and provide that love and that support. So it just all goes back to that fundamental issue that she has value because of what Christ has done for her, and so does her child. And there is reason to welcome this child into this world and ultimately into Christ's kingdom through baptism.
Dr. James Lamb is Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, based in Nevada, Iowa, author of an article in the latest issue of the LifeDate newsletter titled The Price of Victory. You can find out more about Lutherans for Life and their LifeDate newsletter under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Dr. Lamb, thanks for being our guest.
You're welcome.
When we come back live this Wednesday afternoon, the 30th of March, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Heath Curtis. Piety is a word not often used, and when it is used, it has sometimes a negative connotation. It doesn't. In fact, Scripture even uses this word. I think James' epistle talks about true piety, true religion, another word that's become dirty. We're going to talk about what Christian piety really should and ought to look like after this.
Coming Friday, April 8th, and Saturday, April 9th, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour Bible study from 4 in the afternoon Central Time on April 8th through 4 in the afternoon Central on April 9th. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, April 8th, and Saturday, April 9th. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
It was the day after Christmas in 1538 when family and friends who were gathered around Luther's table heard him say, "There is no finer gift that a parent can give to a child than an education in the liberal arts." For over 100 years, St. Paul's Lutheran School in Brookfield, Illinois, has been emphasizing the 6 chief parts and the 7 liberal arts, providing classical education in the Lutheran tradition. Visit our website at spbrookfield.org or call 708-485-0650.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.